Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Saturday night, we're all going to Tyler's. He's just going to have a dance party, okay? So we can just hear the entire song.
Now he's playing it safe. Now he's playing songs that he knows that we both love.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Stay in the comfort zone.
Hey, it gets the job done. If it gets you that gold star at the end of the day, you just know you're Mark and you Bart.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's 70 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. It's Wonderful Wednesday. That's what we're calling it around these parts.
We call it Wednesday Wonderful.
Wonderful Wednesday Wonderful. Yeah, we do things a little differently here on Palmetto Mornings. But we're bringing in the interim athletic director at South Point High School, Tom Sparks. And Tom, you had a great day to come on Palmetto Mornings. We've done nothing but compliment everyone in this room, including each other. So we'll compliment you as well.
That's every day.
Yeah, with your impressive career, we were just talking about your roles that you've had over your lifetime. You've got a pretty cool job now, and even prior to this, you've seen and done a lot when it comes to athletics.
You've lived up to your last name.
Right. Thanks. Well, you know, I'm 72 years old, and I'm still trying to they're still trying to find something I can do well.
Well, you're the interim athletic director right now at South Point High School, and we're going to talk about the fourth annual Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air in a quick second, but the same thing we did with Bill Warren from Rock Hill High School. What's the latest out there at Stallion Nation? What can you tell us about the fall season for sports?
Well, it's really heating up right now. Our football players are, of course, practicing every day. The coaches are there every morning and every afternoon and every night, and they're all very excited about the season. We're going to have a good team this year, and we think we can go all the way, and we're looking forward to the kickoff classic.
And you also were talking about, as athletic director, it's your job to make to manage policy rules, and during this pandemic, those policies and rules seem to be fluctuating and changing, kind of like the stock market. So what's the latest?
Well, it changes every day, and the main thing we got to do is make sure our kids are safe and our and we're following all the rules of the high school league and the state. And I keep up every morning with a conference call to the State Department to make sure that everything we're supposed to be doing, we're doing.
Well, hats very off important to you and all the staff there at South Point. I know you're just the interim right now, but we've heard from all of the folks in our community were just bragging on how well our school districts did, athletic departments did, to be able to have a season. To Patty's point, you played under rules that were changing sometimes hour by hour, and it's very confusing, and you kind of lose your momentum, but you all were able to do so, follow the rules pretty quickly. So when we talk about fall sports, football tops it for a lot of folks, but you're also invested in other sports as well. Volleyball, I know that's a big one. Some of the other fall sports that people might not be familiar with would include, what are some of the other ones there at the high school?
Well, the main ones we have in the fall is football, volleyball, and of course cheer. Mm-hmm. The volleyball rules have changed also. They've cut down their preseason games they can play, and I met with a volleyball coach yesterday, and he wanted to make sure he was doing everything he was supposed to be doing. And so we meet with all the coaches fall mainly right now, because that's what's coming upon us, but just to make sure that in the changing world we live in, that we're following all the rules exactly. That's the main problem I have right now, is make sure we're following the rules. Mm-hmm.
And again, they changed from a conference call at 9 o'clock by 11:30.
Right.
You did at 9 and implemented and sent out the email and talked to all the coaches changes by 11:30. Then you have to redo it all over again.
Right.
Boy.
It is amazing. So you're the interim. How long have you served as interim for South Point?
No, I've been there at least 21 days.
Okay.
So still kicking the tires now. But you have a long career within the Rock Hill School District, working at all three of our high schools, correct?
Yes, that is right. I've been at Northwestern the vast majority of the time, but I did serve a time at Rock Hill High as an IB math teacher. And South Point now, but Northwestern as an administrator and teacher and coach has been most of my career here in South Carolina.
Well, you're going to collect all the colorful lanyards that you have to wear in the school and all the team support from all the clothing. You've probably invested well.
I've still got Eric Lesmeister's once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat shirt. So I got them all in the closet.
Well, hold on to that one. That one's worth something for sure for folks who know Eric Lesmeister. We're speaking with the interim athletic director at South Point High School, Tom Sparks. Tom, the fourth annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air, will take place on Friday, August the 13th. $8 will get you in the door. You see three games starting at 5:30 with South Point versus Cox Mill, presented by Burrell, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics. Tom, how important is it to have this Football City USA kickoff for all three of our schools, specifically South Point High School?
Well, having been here a long time and been associated with athletics a long time, just virtually everybody in this town has somebody they cheer for, either Rock Hill, South Point, or Northwestern. This is one time that people can come out and see all three of these great teams on the same night. And we are blessed with the fact that we do have three great teams. There's no other town I know of that can boast of the quality of football we have here. And so this is a chance for people to come out, enjoy the whole evening, and get to see all three of their teams at one time.
That's exciting. And that cheerleaders, will they also be?
Cheerleaders will be there.
So it'll be a full-scale, fun, exciting time to kickstart that football spirit.
Exactly right. We'll have our banners up. We'll have our posters up, and the cheerleaders will be doing their thing. So it's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well, go ahead and get your tickets now. I believe Rock Hill High School is responsible this year for the ticket sales. So when you go online to buy them, if you're a South Point fan and you say, well, I'm here to support South Point, you still need to go through this website because all three of the schools take time every year holding different responsibilities.
Right.
Well, get out there and support the Stallions, the Trojans, and the Bearcats on Friday, August the 13th for the fourth annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. Once again, South Point will take on Cox Mill at 5:30. Tom, here's to 21 more great days ahead. Hopefully it's longer till they find the replacement. But thank you so much to your service in the Rock Hill School District. I mean, you have a longevity of career, and you've impacted, it sounds like, a lot of young people. So they're lucky to have you.
Well, thank you for letting me come.
And you even played for the Atlanta Braves. So, hello.
Thank you.
Baseball greatness right here.
And he's from Tennessee.
From Tennessee. Chattanooga.
We got everything right.
Yeah, got it right.
Except your Social Security number. You can tell us that later.